listening for God's voice. Today's tip to become intimate with an invisible God is listening. Listening is a rare art that's almost disappeared from our culture. As a therapist, I discovered it's one of the missing ingredients in families and marriages. Some families love to yell, threaten, manipulate, or withdraw, but few love to listen. Media and social platforms have not helped us cultivate a society that listens. Do you know any really good listeners? Are you a good listener? The same ingredient is required in our times with God. God does not speak with a megaphone. He speaks with a still, small voice. Elijah discovered this. It says in the Bible, then he said, go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still, small voice. 1 Kings 19. God wasn't speaking in the thunder, lightning, or earthquake. He still doesn't speak in this fashion to you and to me. Hey, I'm sure you may have been confused and frustrated as I was. I wanted to obey and serve God, but I couldn't hear him or feel anything until I discovered the secrets of hearing from God. Here's my personal formula. Number one, commit to building a relationship with God. Number two, carve out time every day in silence. Number three, think. That's right. Yeah, thinking is how God will speak to you. You probably won't see him with your eyes until heaven. You probably won't hear him with your ears until you meet him face to face. But he does speak to your minds every day. Your mind is a satellite dish to hear from God. He communicates like a Wi-Fi signal. We can't see the signal and we can't hear the signal, but it can transfer libraries in a fraction of a minute. So listen, take a few moments every day to tune into your mind and think. Write down any thoughts that come to your mind. Some thoughts will be mundane and perfunctory, but others will be the very voice of God. In other words, God speaks to your mind every day with thoughts that will be creative, divine, and incredible. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is your counselor and comforter. John 14 says, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I've said to you. Wow. It also promises the Holy Spirit will teach you at that time what you should say. Luke 12. Listen, your ability to hear God will come from these quiet moments when the roar of the world will fade away and the gentle voice of your Heavenly Father will lead you to better places. Because you're a miracle, and I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.